T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Wendy's Big Show here on a Wednesday. Welcome in. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer yet again. In fact, I'll be filling in the rest of the week. It's an honor. It'll be alongside two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Dan Plucker, also our executive producer, doing a fine job on the other side of the glass. We've got a lot to get to today. And how about it right now? And this is my advice to you guys. If you go to Brewers.com, they are scrimmaging at Miller Park. It is Brewers versus Brewers. They're doing 5 innings of this, and you can watch the game. And then you can also, I don't know if they have any volume down. I really haven't had a chance to sit down.
Is there
and,
no sound? Because I can't get sound.
I don't think there's any kind of like play-by-play going on.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Why would you need sound in baseball?
Well, I mean,
who y'all don't know out there? You can read the jerseys. Just watch baseball.
Yeah, but a little play-by-play would be nice. I mean, would be nice to hear. I would love to hear Euchre call a little bit of that. Give me Brian Anderson. Give me Jeff Levering. I don't care. It would just be nice to hear some information about these Milwaukee Brewers and just to get us back to the feeling that, hey, we are getting so close to the return of sports. Whether we can complete it or not, we still have sports here. And so this is my tip to you guys today. I don't think there is any sound on the scrimmage, so you can watch it. And then you can also tune in to the Wendy's Big Show, radio.com app, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, a plethora of ways to consume us. But listen to us right now. A plethora or a myriad. There's so many different ways to listen
both
to this
those.
Wonderful station. Exactly. Right. 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 So we got a lot coming up on today's show at 3 o'clock. We're seeing that the Milwaukee Brewers are out there right now getting ready. We're seeing teams in the NBA flying down to Orlando, getting inside that bubble. But are you really appreciating what these athletes are going through right now? And at 4 o'clock, I know it's a little hard to figure out rankings and trying to figure out who the best team is going to be in a 60-game season. Well, the Brewers are ranked rather low in the National League Central going into the 60-game season, and we want to know if you might have a problem with that. So that's coming up at 4 o'clock, but we want to start things off with a top 10 that came out from ESPN and Jeremy Fowler. Now, this was gathered. Fowler interviewed all these different coaches. He interviewed all these different scouts. It was this collaboration which led to this top 10 ranking. Now, we have seen a lot of top 10 quarterback rankings this offseason because that's really the only kind of things we can talk about right now when it comes to the NFL. So this was the top 10 that was put together, which had a collaboration from these coaches and scouts. So at number 10 was Matthew Stafford. At number 9 was Dak Prescott. Carson Wentz comes.
Wait.
What?
Who's number 10?
Number 10, Matthew Stafford. That okay? Too high, too low?
What the hell is he on the list? Oh, continue. I'll save it. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Now, again, this isn't just based on one opinion. This is a collaboration. Okay? So, Stafford at 10.
Oh, damn, nice.
Stafford at 10. Prescott at 9. Carson Wentz at 8. Tom Brady comes in at number 7. Lamar Jackson.
Carson Wentz.
Lamar Jackson at number 6.
I'm talking
6.
To myself. My bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Lamar Jackson
MVP
at 6.
Number 6.
Drew Brees comes in at number 5. At number 4, it's Deshaun Watson. At number 3, it is Aaron Rodgers, number 12. Number 2 is Russell Wilson. And, of course, number 1 is the guy who just landed that huge contract extension, Patrick Mahomes, the undisputed number 1 quarterback in the NFL. So what we want to know from you guys at 414-799-1250, and you can also hit us up on social media at 105.7FM, The Fan on Twitter, and also on our Facebook fan page. Just like us, facebook.com/1057FM The Fan. Has time passed Rodgers by? Because if you look at this top 10 and you look at the opinions from a lot of these coaches and scouts that are looking at Aaron Rodgers right now and not the whole framework of what Rodgers has been able to put together in his career, they're still pretty high on Aaron Rodgers, and they still think Aaron Rodgers can play at a really high level. So the thing is, Gary Ellerson, has time passed Rodgers by, or is this quarterback still, I hate to use this word because it gets overused a lot, elite?
Well, listen, today on the Four Letter Network, ESPN Greeny, your good friend, had... numbers up, well, not numbers. I think he asked a similar kind of a question. And number 1 was Russell Wilson. Number 2 was Deshaun Watson. And I believe number 3 was Lamar Jackson.
Correct.
And nowhere to be found was Aaron Rodgers. And so what got me thinking when I saw these lists, well, that list in particular, what I just talked about, is how I came to the question that I came to, is that Rodgers wasn't even a thought within the top 3 when at one time or another he was number 1. Most certainly Tom Brady was used to be in there, right, as number 1. Drew Brees, you know, you talked a little bit about him, most certainly was number 1. But when I saw that list this morning, that executives or other people, or not, I shouldn't say executive, or that would be executive, but just fans, are not even recognizing Aaron Rodgers as being in the top 3. And in the top 3, well, number 1 was Wilson. Number 2 was, and I think Watson may not give enough credit that he gets. And number 3 was Lamar Jackson. When I start looking at these lists and the lists that you just mentioned, your list probably had Rodgers a little bit more higher than what they had this morning, Joe. But when I start seeing that, you start thinking that has this time passed him by? Is this, are we at the end? Are teams or other people, fans, are not respecting Rodgers like they used to? Is it all over? Are we coming to the end? And it kind of give you pause because these three guys, now people are saying they're starting their franchises with these guys. No longer is it Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or Drew Brees. Outside of Mahomes, I think the question actually was on Green, outside of Mahomes, because Mahomes would be number 1, right? Outside of Mahomes, what team would you like to start your franchise with? And number 1 was Russell Wilson. Do you know that Russell Wilson, Leroy, did not even get a MVP vote last year?
And guess who? I'll guarantee you, if you talk to him, he don't even care. That's why I like him.
But now if you're talking to most people in and around our fans, they would like to start their franchise with Russell Wilson. He's the number 1 guy outside of Mahomes. So maybe if you had Mahomes, Russell Wilson would be number 2. But no, once again, it got me started thinking about then. But Rodgers, where are we at with Rodgers? Are we now saying that Rodgers, Brady, Breeze, they're kind of out of this thing here? Is it really now about Mahomes? Certainly,
the top four African American quarterbacks. You can just
right? Can you believe that? Now about Mahomes? Is it really? And if you look at Russell Wilson, I think he's 30 or 31, Joe, somewhere right in there.
31. Yeah. Russell Wilson. Yeah.
Russell Wilson, and then you've got Watson and. Times have changed. Leroy, you hit it on the head, too. Your top four quarterbacks right now in the NFL are all African-American quarterbacks. Of course, that's different now, too.
Dak Prescott, if you want to.
And it all has changed because, really, which one of those guys are true drop-back guys?
Well, all of them.
None of them.
Well, I would say Mahomes definitely a drop-back passer.
Well, yeah, Mahomes.
Mahomes can do everything.
Yeah.
I think Dak Prescott's a drop-back guy. I mean, the only guy that's really kind of, I wouldn't say gimmicky, but a style that I don't know if it'll last based on the RG3s and the Cam Newtons would be Lamar Jackson. He's exposing himself. But everybody else has the protection. Russell Wilson only runs when he has to. He likes to stay in that pocket because there's the comfort. Your coaches teach you where the comfort level is. And I would say, to me, that don't really, when I see, I don't care, I don't know if you're done yet. Are you?
No, go ahead.
No,
I'll come back.
I want you to finish your back. Point.
No,
finish
go ahead.
Your point.
I'll circle back.
Because I think the question that's circling my head is, I keep getting from people, is did the Packers waste Aaron Rodgers? But as far as him being at the top end of these lists, I'm not expecting to see him there. I'm not, no. I think for the most part, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and Aaron Rodgers has name ID. So they're going to be on. It's going to be hard to do any list and try to leave them completely off. I mean, but a guy like Matthew Stafford, who puts up a lot of yards in the top 10, didn't even play. It's hurt. I mean, these guys have been pretty much available. So, and then the Carson Wentz of the world, I don't know what the love affection with him, but people think he's going to be this great quarterback. But I got to see more. But again, the top five guys, you know, back in the narrative that African American couldn't play quarterback, you can't say that no more. The highest paid guy, African American, if you go down, let's take it to fantasy football. Who you want at your quarterback? You want a guy that can score points. But if you look at it, things may change in the future, as we also change with defenses winning championships. You may not see this in 5 to 7 years. Great quarterbacks, because if you look at the top 6 or 7 teams that have been dominating, they're all run-oriented teams. Tennessee gave Tannehill a lot of money, but who are they going to rely upon? Their running back.
Derrick Henry all day.
Yeah, and then, you know, Aaron Jones scored 19 touchdowns. And do you know what? Well, you know what San Francisco is doing. I mean, they don't want Garoppolo to throw the ball. They just pay him because that's what the going rate is for a good quarterback. You got to pay him over $100-some million. So I don't think we really need quarterbacks to be elite anymore. Just don't mess it up. You got to get you a nice running game, and you got to have a guy that don't turn the ball over. Now, that will put Aaron Rodgers back in the conversation because he ain't turning the ball over. He's not. It's just he'll go down the best of history not throwing interceptions. And that, and to a defensive coach, hey, man, high five. You're not putting my guys out there on the six-yard line, two plays. They got at least a touchdown in one play. They may have another big play, and at least they got a field goal if they got an average kicker. So when I see Aaron Rodgers on some of these things, I don't see anything passing by. I don't get upset with these rankings because I just try to let people know that if we polled everybody, you're going to have different lists, and it's all subjective to bias and spin. Because if we let any Aaron Rodgers, the biggest fans of all time, come on our show, he'll give you a case for Aaron to be number one. And then we can also get a guy that's outside the mainstream to say, why is he even on a list? They've had a list of top 50 players. He wasn't even on it. I mean, he wasn't even on it. But you just say, hey, man, listen, that's just the way they go. Football Focus, too, by the way. I think people like put a lot of stock into that. I go by eye test. Can you win games and things of that nature? But the top quarterbacks, especially for fantasy football, probably would be African American.
So we're asking you guys, the 414-799.
Did you hear me, Joker? This man coughed all over my answer.
Did you hear me? Yeah, I felt some of that cough, but that's okay.
Yeah. Some people can't really hear me.
Oh, excuse you, Gary. Yeah, he's
Test him. Test him. Anybody cough, I want you to test it.
414-799-1250. Has time passed Aaron Rodgers by? There's two different.
Did Gary answer the question? Because I know he's an Aaron Rodgers hater, so I wouldn't know.
Well, what I want to ask Gary on the other side of the break is because based on the Greenberg question, Greenberg was specifically asking, who are you building a team around? And he only gave three options. He didn't give like 20 options. He gave three options.
Right.
So what I want to hear from Gary on the other side is he taking a 36-year-old Aaron Rodgers and building a team around? We'll talk about that next. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. I'm Radio Joe in for Sparky. This is the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can also find us on the AM dial once you get out of Milwaukee, 1250 AM. Hit us up there. It's a really good signal. The Radio.com app, you can download it for free. I'm Radio Joe in for Sparky, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the two former Packers alongside here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, GeneWagnerPlumbing.com, for all of your plumbing needs. Has time passed Aaron Rodgers by? 414-799-1250. Now, again, for clarification, if you're just tuning in, there's a couple different ways to look at this because there is no consensus on Aaron Rodgers and what Aaron Rodgers will be this coming football season. You have one from Mike Greenberg earlier today on ESPN's Get Up. He posed the question of these three quarterbacks, which one would you build a team around? And he had Russell Wilson, who's the oldest of the three at 31 years old. He also had Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson. This excluded Patrick Mahomes because that is the no-brain answer. Of course, you want to pick Patrick Mahomes. So they excluded him. It was those three. They didn't have any other quarterbacks in this poll. And it was about pretty much even between those three when the fans voted. But then there was a top 10 list that ESPN put together from Jeremy Fowler. And this was based on the consensus of coaches and scouts. They have Aaron Rodgers listed as the third best quarterback just behind Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes. So, Gary, I'm going to go back to the Greenberg question and pose it to you. Yes. Are you taking a 36-year-old Aaron Rodgers, and are you building a team around him?
I'll take the 36-year-old Aaron Rodgers if he has that Kansas City Chiefs offense. How about that?
Oh, it's a caveat, okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so he's throwing to Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, all those guys.
Right.
So you won't keep him in Green Bay, is basically what he's saying.
Leroy, you and I both know, I think everybody knows that offense, those weapons, all them jokers out there run a 4-2 or better. I mean, he has Mahomes. Now, Mahomes does some crazy stuff that Rodgers can't do, but he has weapons that are much better than what Rodgers has right
okay,
now.
Okay, it's all good. You don't have to explain it.
I'm just saying if you would take Rodgers out of the Packers offense and give him Mahomes weapons, yes. Now, if you give Rodgers, I'm just doing greenies now, Greenbergs. If you give Rodgers Deshaun Watson last year, what the boy name that they got rid of, Leroy?
Hopkins. But you can't do that. You can't be sweating. You know me and you hate that. Take away this and add that.
So what? Ask me the question again, Joe.
Ask him again.
Are you building a team around a 36-year-old Aaron Rodgers?
Hello.
I'm thinking, Leroy.
Oh, okay.
Bueller?
Bueller?
With the right weapons, yes.
Oh, come on.
So this
yes
is,
or no, man.
So, okay, so at the end of the day.
But I'm not. If you ask me with Mahomes, the same thing too. With the right weapons, yes.
No, I put him anywhere.
If you have
Mahomes anywhere.
No, he ain't not anywhere, Leroy.
Anywhere.
No, not anywhere.
Anywhere.
No, not anywhere.
Give me the worst weapons in the league.
Who was the last team in the NFL last year?
Huh?
Who was the worst team in the NFL last year?
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Just use them since we can't guess nobody else.
No.
Because Miami started playing good down the stretch.
Yeah, they did. They got a little bit better.
Drop him in Cincinnati. They win 10 games.
He'll get broke up.
I don't see how.
He'll get broke all up with that offensive line.
I don't see how.
They got nothing. They got and we're
the
over hurt last
gone,
year
dog.
Too. What's
you don't need AJ
name?
Green. AJ Green.
No,
you don't need
out.
It.
He got nothing.
You don't other than Tariq Hill, you don't know those other guys out there. They just run fast. That's all.
That's all I need to know. They run past okay. Jokers. Open.
So
I don't need to know their name.
So let me be quiet so you can give me an answer that I can do to mine. Because I ain't even jumping your dream. I got my own dream. Hello?
Yeah, what's the question?
For the third time, Joe, set it for him again.
Would you take a 36-year-old Aaron Rodgers and build a team around him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
Okay. Good. All right. Then let
yes,
me,
I would.
Let's just move it. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, I would.
All right, let's flip the question. What would Patrick Mahomes look like with these Packers receivers right now?
Unbelievable.
So the receivers would get better, Leroy?
Yes, everything. Because I'm assuming that the coach can see, man, this boy, young, vibrant. let him throw the ball in the shotgun. I'm going to go away from what I know and just let him just do his thing. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, but if
– see, Matt LaFleur getting Aaron Rodgers towards the end of his career. So it only makes sense for you to go out and get him to be the head coach because he wants to slow everything down. That makes sense.
But can an MVS going out deep for a pass, can you trust him catching that football from Patrick Mahomes? Can you trust an Allen Lazard to go deep for a pass and catch it from Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I trust him now with Aaron Rodgers. MVS is going to have a great year, okay? We're going to give him
a great year
because that's – Yes, great. Great would mean, you know, 45, 50 catches, you know, 700 yards, and like 8 touchdowns. That would be great for him. Because here's the thing. We're just talking about speed, right? You got a guy with speed. It's just a straight line speed. And that's all the guys in Kansas City got. We're going to give him a chance. We're going to give him a little growth. He's not even gotten out of his rookie deal yet. So there's your speed guy. So he'll get it off of play action. But if you drop Mahomes in any offense, let's go back to Cincinnati, drop him over there, he's going to make that offense dynamic. It just is. You know what? They had the same people around Alex Smith. I didn't see them putting up them kind of numbers. This guy just came in for 1 year, 50 touchdowns, MVP, Super Bowl. Remember we went through all that with Rodgers, but Rodgers and Mike McCarthy's offense. I'm getting that thing and shotgun. I can throw where I want to throw. I can change the plays if I want to. If I see a safety walk down that box, Joe, I'm checking to a straight 9 by MVS or whoever. If he back up and cover 2, okay, I'll hand it off. But then again,
Leroy,
I might not.
Leroy, are the weapons in Kansas City better than weapons in Green Bay offensively?
Well, yeah, they got – yeah, of course.
Okay.
Travis Kelce is better than – Yeah, except for Devontae
Anybody,
Adams.
Who they got? Yeah.
Yeah, the guy's amazing. But I don't rate quarterbacks based on weapons. Because if you ain't got weapons, you still don't have to throw interception. You still can move the ball. If everybody have to have weapons, then, I mean, why would you even need a GM? You should just look, it'll be blind. Look at everybody that can run a 4-2 and bring him in. They don't do that. They go by eye test, and what mean you go by film. But your film in college don't look like the film in the pros because everybody in the pros good. So if you need weapons, then I don't know how good you really are. Because I can't name Tom Brady receivers, his 6 Super Bowls. Maybe 1, maybe 2 if you push it. I don't know who the tight end was before Gronk. I just don't remember. I mean, y'all memory better than mine. I mean, I don't I don't remember anybody on his offensive line that's going to the Hall of Fame. I don't even remember his running backs. I mean, I had to think. I mean, I know. I just don't remember none of that. He just played the system. Drop me wherever, and we're about to find out in Tampa. Drop me wherever, although they got weapons. I guess that was to say weapons, and I can play. Put me in any system, I can play. And that's what we got to look at. That's why Greeny is setting these questions up like that, because he's assuming everybody going to choose Patrick Mahomes, so remove him, you'll make it harder. So Russell Wilson is the next guy. Because Russell Wilson first has won a Super Bowl, okay? So you're getting a guy 5 years younger than Aaron Rodgers that's won a Super Bowl and played in another. Although some people could say, you know, he cost him, but he didn't make the play call. He had to do what the coaches tell him. But I'll say this, though. For some reason, I don't know why, I've been talking about it with Baby Tosh. I talked about it with Gary, a few other people. People don't like Russell Wilson for I have no idea why. I've talked about it with Rami. I talked about it with Eric. Why don't people like him? Do people forget about him? I don't know. I don't know what it is.
But Russell Wilson has had doubters his entire career. I mean, no one thought he would succeed being drafted into the NFL.
I get that because of size and all that. Right. Saying I know arm strength. But they don't like his persona, that he's positive. Don't get arrested. You know, he ain't, you know, just doing all kind of just, you know, ain't wiry. Ain't, you know, he's a good, trustworthy guy.
Wiry. He,
yeah, it just said that he ain't got an edge to him. That's what. And these are, now this, wait a minute, let me get this straight. These are black people too now. They just don't, I don't feel, I'm like, why? He checks every box. And he got a beautiful wife and have another baby. He checks every box that you want as an African American. No. Oh, I know what it is. He don't have tattoos on his face. I don't know what it is. I'm serious, man.
No, some people think
I get upset with it, man.
Some people think Russell Wilson's personality is very fake.
I don't
fake.
Get it. When he look in the camera, go Hawks. Yeah. Why does that bother you? Gary, you got to explain this to me. Now, this is at the barbershop now. They don't. As soon as I bring up Russell Wilson. Why? What has he done wrong? He's done everything right. And he just don't. So to see him get in the pub, to me, is amazing. Matter of fact, I think he got an award, the Lombardi Foundation, Gary, to give him an award. The guy's truly amazing. And that's what I would want in my huddle. But back to the question, if I had a chance to start a franchise, of course you're going to start with the youngest guy. But the only caveat would be if you're trying to win now.
So if you're winning now, you go Aaron Rodgers. But if you're building for the future, you're not going with Aaron.
That's what the Green Bay Packers did.
With Jordan Love.
For the future, Love. Now, keep Rodgers. That's what they did. So are they wrong? And that's what Minnesota did. Minnesota went out and got Cousins because they want to win at this moment. They didn't draft no rookie to go through no pain like Washington with Haskins. Nah, no, they're not doing that. Carson Wentz, L.A., the Rams, with Goff and all. No, they want Cousins. They're trying to win at this moment. So it's probably based on what the owners want to do. The owners say, hey, man, listen, I'll get a guy, I can sit back and lose 4 or 5 years. That fifth year, I expect to be in the Super Bowl. Some owners are like, listen, Junior, I'm 69 years old, 70, going on 70. I want to win a Super Bowl. You go get the top quarterback out there, i.e. Cam Newton, and try to win this thing. I'm not sitting back looking at this roster and seeing, you know, these two young quarterbacks. One of them's a journeyman. No, bring in Cam Newton, see if we win a Super Bowl this year. So all the owners who want to win it this year, of course, they'll bring Rodgers in for a few years. Because that's what's going to happen when he leaves, when he's 40 years old or 38, 39 years old. Somebody's going to sign him that wants to win now. It ain't going to be a team that's like got the number one pick, but they chose a lineman. Okay, now we need to find a quarterback. that's going to, you know, going to lose a lot of games for the next 4 or 5 years for the fan base. No, they're going to get there. Even matter of fact, I'll go further, Gary. If I was starting a team when I was 36 years old, I wouldn't choose me. I would have chosen whoever the young upcoming safety that can be around. And that's just the way it is. I don't think a lot of people are going to start a franchise with a guy that
Well, right. Well, right. But here's the thing.
And that's what Tampa did, Gary. That they brought in Brady just for now, 2 years.
Right. That's for now. But you can say that when Mahomes took over Kansas City, that offense was ready to go. It didn't grow around him. They had those weapons.
You see something ready to go before he got there?
Yes. That team was very similar to the team they had when they had the one guy quarterback.
With Alex Smith.
Yes.
You didn't see them putting up no numbers like that.
No. He took them to another
level. We saw the same old Andy Reid offense.
I'm saying he took them to another level, but those weapons were already there. So to me, Leroy, let's just say Miami Dolphins. They're rebuilding. Those weapons are not there yet. But when Mahomes took over Kansas City, those boys were already there.
They weren't playing at this level.
No, I mean, they weren't, but you saw the talent.
We didn't even know who they were.
You saw how long has Kelce been in the league now?
He's been there for a minute.
You know he was good already.
Not to this level.
But you knew he was good, though, Leroy, is what I'm saying.
But you got to have somebody get him the ball, man.
But you knew he was good because right now you already said that Kansas
good
City
and great.
Have okay. better weapons. You've already said that.
Travis Kelce.
He's great now, though. He was good with Smith.
Travis Kelce entered the league in 2013, and then he played a full 16 games in 2014. So he's been in the league as a full-time player for 6 years.
Nobody even knew who he was.
And he was putting up some pretty good numbers. Even
what people taking him in fantasy.
Nobody knew. You have to take a tight end.
You kidding me?
All right.
Travis Kelce has been on the map, man, the last 2 years, man. You didn't know who he was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I did.
You should stop,
Gary. What's his numbers, Joe? What's Travis Kelce?
Yeah, how about this? We will get – let's get to Travis Kelce's numbers on the other side of the break.
Before Mahomes.
But well before Mahomes. The numbers are
– he can put up numbers, but you didn't know who he was.
The numbers are very consistent throughout Travis Kelce's career.
Oh, Leroy, man, everybody's
stop.
Taking
this
that
man's
guy
a star with number 50.
The first tight end.
All right, we'll get to that on the other side.
You don't know what's wrong with this boy.
There's nothing wrong with that boy.
None of y'all knew who that man was. Wait till we talk to Josh Vernon.
All right, there's two questions we're posing now. Has time passed Aaron Rodgers by, and would you take a 36-year-old Rodgers and build a team around him?
Size might not.
414-799-1250. We'll get to Patrick and Racine, who's on hold as well. More of the Wendy's Big Show next on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, alongside two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. I'm Radio Joe Zanzola, filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer the rest of the week. Asking you guys, has time passed Aaron Rodgers by? And if you had to build a team, would you take a 36-year-old Aaron Rodgers and build that team around him? 414-799-1250. We'll get out to the phones in just a second. But you guys were arguing about Travis Kelce. So here are the numbers for Travis Kelce starting in 2014. He had 862 yards and 5 touchdowns, 67 catches. He had 72 catches for 875 yards in 2015 with 5 touchdowns. He had 85 receptions for over 1,000 yards, 1,100 yards, and 4 TDs in 2016. And then in 2017, 8 TDs, over 1,000 yards. He had 1,300 yards in 2018 with 10 touchdowns. And then last season, only 5 touchdowns, but again, 1,200 receiving yards for Travis Kelce.
This man was already good, man.
Stop it. This man had over 200 catches and 2,500 yards and 15 touchdowns with Mahomes. Which one would you take?
Well, no, but what about before? What I'm saying is that man was already good before Mahomes. Look, he gave you the numbers.
Good and great is different. He's great with 15. He can be good with anybody.
What was his numbers again, Joe, before Mahomes?
He He had
that's before 2018 season.
2014, 862 with 5 TDs, okay. 875 for 5 TDs in 2015. Okay. He had 1,100 yards and 4 TDs in 2016.
That's his third year.
Right. And okay. then in 2017, he had 1,000 yards and 8 TDs.
And who was that quarterback? Was that
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith, yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm saying, Leroy, there was talent already there with him.
Listen,
right?
This man took his game to. So you mean to tell me if Alex Smith was still there, he going to have 103 catches in 18 and 97 in last year?
I would say this. He may not have that, Leroy. What I'm trying to tell you is the guy was already good.
But see, here's the point.
I would give you great. I would give
good
you great.
And
what
great
I'm saying
is,
no, everybody was taking this guy first in fantasy football. That was already happening. That was already happening. We've already made a comparison to the Green Bay tight ends versus Kelce. We already know that he was better than anybody that they have.
Everybody don't take somebody first.
Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Some jokers, you know, Leroy just good.
But
right away,
great.
no matter who on their team. Like for example, when I went to Green Bay, and the first time I saw James Lofton, I go, man, shoot, he good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he
but
just
when did
know.
You say he was great though when he went
okay,
to
great.
With Jim Kelly?
Well, great. Well, he was great. He was already great because I saw him do crazy stuff. Well, see, we don't
well,
see Kelce every day in practice, but he was great when he was because you saw him do crazy stuff in practice. Most folks don't know that in practice. Guys do some really crazy, silly stuff in practice that sometimes, you know, people don't see all the time in games. That's how you know you start using the word good. I start using the word great now with you because we're trying
to
get into like a good. We're getting into the good, great kind of category right now. We already knew he was.
Oh, you don't see the difference?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm gonna start using it. Great.
Yeah.
I already knew.
Everybody
Kelce
good
was,
in NFL.
I already knew Kelce was great before Mahomes.
Yeah,
how about
well,
that?
But just wait, by him being in the AFC, I bet you didn't see a lot of his games. And second of all, he was not the player he was the last 2 years. Gary, man, got 200 catches in 2 years.
That's not
with
what
number
I'm
15.
Saying to you.
So not you don't want to give Mahomes no credit?
Oh, yeah, you have to.
Well, I'm confused now.
Yeah, Mahomes better. I'm just talking about the talent, Leroy.
So Aaron Rodgers needs great people around him to do that. Well, I'm saying Mahomes would take a good player like Kelce and make him great.
Can he make Jimmy Graham great right now?
He gone. He in Chicago.
I know, but if Jimmy Graham goes to Kansas City, can
Jimmy,
he make him great?
Yeah, this is a great
yes,
question.
Yes, he could. Sure will.
No,
I think he will. Oh, I thought you were talking about Aaron Rodgers. Yes, because he's going to get more opportunities. If Jimmy Graham goes to Kansas City,
yeah,
he gonna be great.
No.
Bet.
No. What about Tonyan? Can he take Tonyan?
Woo! Yes.
No. Stop. See,
yes,
you need
can.
To stop,
he
man.
Gonna,
you
I'm
need,
not Steve on Leroy.
You need to stop.
Anybody you put
Steve,
up there with number 15.
You need to stop, Steve.
Anybody mm-hmm. you put with number 15.
No.
He
no.
gonna make them great. You didn't no. know these guys around him, all those guys around in Kansas
stop.
City. Them guys been running those times forever.
All right,
they brought him in and just run deep, and he gonna throw
you
it to your cut. 15, the truth.
414-799-1250.
Yeah,
we're gonna. There's a couple of guests
Let's
we have coming up
Aaron
too.
Stuff.
Well, because we have to get to Eric
yeah,
Goodman coming up. Patrick and Racine has been on hold. Patrick, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
I apologize, Patrick. We apologize.
No problem. I enjoy listening to you guys.
Yeah, I haven't seen this fool in a long time, so I kind of miss him, so I have to argue with him. Go ahead, Patrick.
They're two different, completely different questions, and I think you guys are getting to it now, where build a franchise around implies that it's 2 to 3 years to get to be competitive, and you want a guy that's going to last 8 to 10 years.
Right.
Russell Wilson probably fits in that, and Aaron Rodgers doesn't. If you've got a team that's ready now, as you said, Aaron Rodgers is right there. I want Aaron Rodgers. You know, and I agree with Leroy. Russell Wilson, I don't know, there's probably stats for this, but like a clutch stat, he just wins. I want Russell
yes, he
Wilson
does.
Too.
All right, thanks for the call, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick. Man, I love our callers. And you know what we done did, Gary? We done woke up to people woke up.
Hey, your boy Randy Moss just came out and said in his prime, if he had Patrick Mahomes, he had like 30 touchdown catches.
I agree with him. Because he just throw it deep. I saw him throw the ball.
And he played with Tom Brady now.
No, he played with Culpepper and the slingshot.
Well, he played with
Randall
Brady
Cunningham.
Too.
Randall Cunningham, yep.
Well, he played with Brady too now.
23 touchdowns.
Yeah.
See, but Brady ain't got the hang time the slingshot got. Randall Cunningham, he just throw it up, man. And Dante Culpepper, Joe, you remember? You probably weren't born for him, Joe.
Oh, no, I remember Dante Culpepper.
You and Rachel were little kids when
I was
Dante
a teenager.
Culpepper, he just throw it up. Didn't he, Gary? He just used to throw it up.
Yeah.
And I don't know where Randy Moss came from. I remember, since you brought Randy Moss, I remember the Dallas Cowboys was messing with him his rookie year. They were talking all that bad stuff about Randy Moss. He put a clinic on the Dallas Cowboys. I got to tell Tim about that one. You remember, I think that was either a Thanksgiving game or some kind of game. I know it was a national game because he jumped up over three of the guys and caught a touchdown the last and just walked in the end zone. I said, that boy bad.
All right. We will continue this topic a little bit later on during the Pick-A-Lane. We're also going to talk. I'll be curious to see what Josh Vernier has to say about the whole Chiefs thing. Travis Kelce, Alex Smith, Patrick Holmes, all that. Josh Vernier, who used to host this show back in the day, he's now with 610 Sports in Kansas City. He's going to join us at 3:48. But coming up next, we are going to do our look around the NBA as we continue to go around, chat with each team, find out what's going on. Let's look at the Denver Nuggets. Nikola Jokic is trying to get back into the United States. Eric Goodman, Mile High Sports Radio, he will join us next. This is the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show continues here on The Fan. Milwaukee's favorite basketball team gets back on the hardwood at the end of July. The Fan's basketball coverage is presented by Lemansky's Pub, a neighborhood pub at 89th and Greenfield in West Dallas. And Steve Sparky Pfeiffer will be handling the postgame duties after each and every game here on The Fan. So this is where you want to be. Be sure to check out Lemansky's Pub as well. We continue to take our look around the NBA and now heading out to the Mile High City from Mile High Sports Radio 104.7 FM out there. Host of Goodman and Mason, he is Eric Goodman joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Eric, what's going on? Thanks for coming on.
I'm just packing to go to Park City, Utah tomorrow. So I have time for you guys. I mean, I'd rather talk to you than throw boxer shorts in a duffel bag.
Packing sucks. Let's be honest. So, Eric, just give us an idea here of what's going on with Nikola Jokic, because he's, from what I understand, he is now testing negative for the coronavirus, so that is good. It's just a matter of getting him back to Orlando, Florida from Serbia, is that right?
Yeah, he needs to have two positive tests in Serbia, then he needed to have two positive tests in the United States before he could travel with the team. I'm sure he's going to wind up in Orlando.
Two negatives, right?
I know he had a negative test, but he needed two negative tests in Serbia.
Oh, okay. I thought
and then
you said
two negative tests here in the States in order to fly with the team from Denver to Orlando. But he'll wind up in Orlando eventually.
Yeah, and we keep talking about how does this change? How does it look different for you? And what will your role be? Will you get a chance to go down there? How does that work for you guys?
Oh, no. No. Just like you, Leroy, I'm not going to NFL training camp. I'm not covering the NBA. I'm not doing anything. I'm just hosting a radio show. It kind of cuts all of us off at the knees, don't you think?
Yeah, it does.
I know. It stinks. And by the way, your producer said Hall of Fame finalist Leroy Butler, it should be Hall of Famer.
I agree.
Leroy Butler. It should. I mean, Steve Atwater, our guy here, had to wait a long time, and hopefully your wait isn't much longer.
Well, my biggest thing is the conversation about, because we were talking about rankings earlier, where Aaron Rodgers would rank, and, how would you rank quarterbacks? When you're talking about Jokic, people have him and my other co-host, Gary, we're in a lot of barbershops. They have him somewhere in the top 10 of young people under a certain age on their list, up-and-comers to be great. I mean, do people see it that way in Denver, or is it one of these things that just a young guy having good success with a good coach?
He's a top 10 player in this league. Just not enough people see him. Denver is a flyover city. I mean, Denver is a very good sized city. It's a top 20 market, but there's nothing around here. And so you just fly over to LA. So not enough people see the Nuggets. You know, when they had Carmelo Anthony, you know, they were on national TV all the time. People don't understand how good this guy is. What I'm about to say is not hyperbole. He is the best. He is the best all-around big man to ever play the game. Ever. Now, if you're talking about scoring and rebounding, he's not top 10. But when you throw in passing, no one has ever done it like him. Just not enough people have seen him. Let's look at Antetokounmpo. Where does he play? He plays in Milwaukee. People know who he is now, but at the end of the day, when he first came up and he started playing really, really well, he was pretty much anonymous, right? But Milwaukee has become a really good basketball team, so people are taking notice. Jokic is an absolute pleasure to watch. He's a triple-double guy, you know, not on most nights, but on many nights. I think he has more triple-doubles than Michael Jordan did. People just don't know that because they don't watch him enough. The problem for Jokic is he doesn't have a sidekick. Like, you look at the great duos in the league. You know, LeBron and Anthony Davis and Harden and Westbrook and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. Jamal Murray is not that guy. If Jamal Murray becomes that guy, you'll hear more about Jokic. But Jamal Murray's not there yet. The Nuggets are not threatening for a title this year because while Jokic isn't necessarily a one-man team, they don't have a dynamic duo. They just don't. But just not enough people see this guy. I think that's the problem. But is he a top 10 talent in this league? There's absolutely no doubt about it. No, and this isn't Homer talk coming. I mean, I grew up in Chicago. I watched Jordan. I watched Pippen. I watched Jack Sikma play, if you can believe it. So whoa. I've seen great players. I've been around the NBA long enough to spot great talent. He is great talent because he does everything at such a high level, and his basketball IQ is just phenomenal.
Go ahead, Garrett.
No, go ahead, Joe.
Right, we're talking with Eric Goodman of Mile High Sports Radio here on the Wendy's Big Show. One more thing with Jokic. Is it true that he lost like 20, 30, 40 pounds or something crazy like that?
Yeah, I think he lost a four-year-old child is what he basically did. He looked really thin. And, the one thing that we have always questioned about Jokic is his stamina because he's always kind of looked out of shape. You know, he's huffing and puffing.
A little pudgy. You look
like
a little pudgy.
Boy. I get that.
Yeah.
But if you watched him in the playoffs last year, he was a force. Just go look at his numbers. Starting with Game 3 against San Antonio. He dominated. I mean, I'm guessing you guys have computers in front of you. Go look at his line scores, and they are as eye-popping as anything you will see from the Greek Freak. Trust me on this. Go look it up. Like, when you go to commercial break, you're going to be like, damn, I didn't realize this guy put up these type of numbers.
What are the expectations then for this Nuggets team after this restart here?
Again, they're behind the Lakers and the Clippers. I don't think any reasonable person would argue that. They need a second guy. Now, when it comes to personalities, you know, the terminology is, you know, every Batman needs a Robin, right? Nikola Jokic's personality, he's not a Batman. That's just not how he is wired. He's a fun guy. His nickname is Joker, and that really sums him up perfectly. He's a guy who jokes around. I mean, you guys watched The Last Dance with Michael Jordan. He's the complete opposite in terms of personality. The one guy who could really emerge is a guy by the name of Michael Porter Jr. And if this guy does what everybody thinks he is going to do, he should have been the number one pick in the draft 2-3 years ago, whatever it was. Went to Missouri. He was injured. He only played like 2-3 games. Missed all of last season because of injuries, and that's been his big problem. But one day when he has played this year, but in limited minutes. remember this conversation, July 8th, 2020. Remember this conversation. When you watch him play, if he is healthy, he looks exactly like Kevin Durant and shoots exactly like Kevin Durant. Offensively, this guy will be unstoppable, and that's what the Nuggets need.
Yeah,
but he doesn't play enough defense right now.
Well, I see that was the next thing I would say about it. But I like the coach, Michael. Is it Malone?
Malone, he's awesome.
Yeah, Malone, he's because I'm a big Budenheiser guy because his system fits what you wanted. Whatever you're good at, he puts you in that position to succeed. I kind of see Malone the same way. Why doesn't he get more credit around the NBA as some of these other coaches?
Because Denver is a flyover city, and when you
same
look
thing,
at it is. I mean, well, listen, Leroy. I mean, look at the Denver Broncos. How long were they a flyover city until John Elway emerged?
Oh,
right?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I mean, that's what Denver is. And listen, at the end of the day, living out here, we wish everybody would fly over. Don't stop, please. Don't move here. We are good. Mm-hmm. We have enough people who live here. We love our outdoors. We love the great weather. Come and visit for a couple of days and then get the blank out. We don't need any more people here. We love it here. But as far as Mike Malone goes, you got to look at how he started his career in Denver. The Nuggets weren't very good. They just weren't. Mm-hmm. So it's understandable why he doesn't get the credit. When you look at Mike Malone's resume, it's not overly impressive. But now he has Jokic. Jamal Murray, let's see if Jamal becomes more consistent. Let's see what happens with Michael Porter Jr. Mike Malone does not deserve a lot of credit yet because he doesn't have a long track record. But I can tell you he's a terrific coach. He is a terrific guy. And I'll tell you something else. As a coach like Budenholzer, he's a leader, right? He's a vocal guy. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no question.
Absolutely.
The problem with the Nuggets is they don't have a leader on this team. They don't have a guy who's going to grab somebody by the throat and say, enough. They don't have that guy. They don't have it in Jokic. They don't have it in Murray. They don't have it in Porter Jr. They don't have it in Paul Millsap. They don't have it in Will Barton. And until they get a guy who's got some ass to him, they will never win a title. Because every team needs a guy like that. As I'm talking to guys who have played, you know that as well as anyone. I mean, mm-hmm. at the quarterback position, it's important to have that. But in basketball, you've got to have an alpha male. And they don't have that guy. And Jokic absolutely will never be that guy.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's go back to Carmelo Anthony and them. Would you have said that was it a flyover team with that group? I mean,
no.
A flyover city with that group of players?
No, because Carmelo was a special offensive player. I look at Carmelo Anthony's career like I look at Dominique Wilkins' career.
Mm.
Great offensive talent, didn't want to play any defense, and really didn't do much in the playoffs. Carmelo Anthony was a physical specimen. When he was at his peak, he was one of the top three most unguardable guys in the league because of his size. But he never wanted to play defense. I'll tell you a great story about Carmelo Anthony. Jeff Bezdelic used to be the head coach of the Nuggets. Does the name Jeff Bezdelic mean anything to you? He coached with Pat Riley with the Heat. Okay. So Jeff was the coach here. So he walks up to Carmelo, I believe his rookie year, and he said to Carmelo, "Hey, Carmelo, we really need you to play some defense." Mm-hmm. Carmelo fires back without skipping a beat. "I won a title at Syracuse without playing any defense, and I don't need to play any defense here." And that's something.
There you go. Here it is. Thus, right? That's why he's never won a title then, huh?
No, and look at what he did with the Knicks. Here's something else about Carmelo Anthony that a lot of people don't know.
And he was supposed to go to Miami, too.
Yeah. As a person, Carmelo Anthony is a pleaser. He's a really, really nice guy, which is so interesting because on the court, he has been one of the most selfish players in the NBA. When the ball goes in, it never goes back out. He wants to play one-on-one basketball. But as a person off the court, he's the complete opposite than what he is on the court. He wants to do it all. The reason why the Nuggets went to the NBA or the Western Conference Finals in 2009, It's because Chauncey Billups is on this team. And Chauncey Billups is a guy who would grab somebody by the throat and say, enough. And that's why they played the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. But the Nuggets couldn't get out of their own way, couldn't get out of the first round with Carmelo Anthony and Marcus Camby and Kenyon Martin. They had talent, but they had no leadership. Mm-hmm. And leadership is so important. And for you guys who have played sports, you know, I don't care how much talent you have. If you're a rudderless ship, at some point when there is adversity, you're going to crumble because there is no one to help pick up the pieces. And when you're talking about the NBA, when there are so few guys on the court, I'll tell you, you know George Karl. Oh, of course you know George Karl. Yeah. He coached in, you know, coached in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
He told me a story once. This was probably about 10, 15 years ago when he was the head coach. The Spurs were coming to town. And I said to George privately, what makes Greg Popovich such a great coach? And he said, what I'm about to say to you is going to sound obvious, but it's not as obvious as you think. He said, Greg Popovich has Tim Duncan, which is the obvious answer, right?
Right.
But not for the reasons that you would think. He said, Tim Duncan relays Popovich's message to the team. So essentially, Duncan is the coach on the court. And he said, I don't have that here. I don't have a Tim Duncan. Forget about, you know, the big fundamental and great talent and so on and so forth. Every coach needs a guy on the floor, especially when there are limited numbers, to relay the coach's message. The Nuggets don't have that now, and George Karl did not have that with Carmelo Anthony. When you played for the Packers, Leroy, I'm sure you had more than a few guys who would relay the coach's message. Tell me how good your team would be with all of your talent if you didn't have anybody to relay that message.
Been tough.
It'd have been tough.
Yep. He is Eric Goodman of Mile High Sports Radio. Check him out on Twitter at Eric Goodman as well. Eric, we could do an hour. I know you don't want to go back to packing, but we have
to. You know what? I gotta tell you, Jeff, I don't want to kill you. I don't want to kill your commercial break. You guys want to hear a good story?
Yes.
You got 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds.
Go ahead.
Well, if it's 10 seconds, I don't have time. So I grew up in Chicago. My father grew up in Mequon, Wisconsin.
Oh,
so
nice.
Small world.
Every Sunday was complete agony for me. So the Bears and the Packers would play at the same time as noon. And, you know, back then, I mean, there were three channels on the TV and so on and so forth. And I had to watch my team at the time, the Chicago Bears, while listening to Max McGee on the radio on WTMJ with no sound on the Bears game. And I had to listen to the entire Packers broadcast with Lynn Dickey, who was as bad of a quarterback at the time as Bob Avellini was.
No, disagree.
You're talking to Gary Ellerson, who played with Dickey.
No, disagree.
But you know what?
Gary, get him, Gary.
Gary, disagree. I'm the K-State guy, so I love Lynn Dickey. Don't take that the wrong way.
Lynn Dickey is probably the fourth best quarterback in Packer history.
We did that subject on the top five.
So wait. Okay, I'll ask you guys. Who would you rather have in their prime, Favre or Rodgers?
In their prime?
Oh,
I got to go Brett Favre. I mean, he never missed a game. I mean,
right. And you know what? Brett Favre was loved by his teammates. And I know from talking to plenty of people up there, Aaron Rodgers isn't. Right?
Right.
Right. Right. So, okay, I'll go Lynn Dickey number four. Who's three? Mikowski? Bart Starr?
Oh, my goodness.
No, Mikowski's number five.
Bart Starr's number one.
Bart Starr's number one.
Yeah. Bart Starr, Brett, Aaron Rodgers, Don Mikowski, and Lynn Dickey.
No, Lynn Dickey, Don Mikowski.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Eric, you gotta go before you get us in trouble.
Listen, the best Bears quarterback of all time, Sid
Packer
Luckman.
Defense.
Sid Luckman. And there's nobody else after that. Sid Luckman, and then it's just a wasteland.
Well, McMahon.
Chicago Bears quarterback.
McMahon, what about McMahon?
McMahon?
You won a Super Bowl with McMahon.
I've lost control of the show.
Huh? Come on. Hold on. Which Green Bay Packers shot
on the floor?
What? Which, which Green Bay Packer cheap shotted McMahon?
I was in that game. Yeah, I was in that game.
Martin.
That was Charles
Martin. Cheap shotted him.
Yeah, Charles Martin.
Well, that's yeah. right. You dashed the hopes of so many young Bears fans.
Well, he came. Well, this is good in the end, though. He came to the Packers and won a championship. So with us, he was a backup, but he still won it. Thanks a lot, Aaron. Yeah. We appreciate it, my brother.
God, thank you. I'm gonna go back to packing. More time for my boxer shorts. See ya.
Yep. See you later, and safe travels to Utah as well. That was Eric Goodman, Mile High Sports Radio, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. We are super, super, super late. We're gonna take a break. Come back.
Super worth it.
In 2 minutes, and we're gonna find out if you really appreciate what these players are doing. Wendy's Big Show continues after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.